On the private and permanent agency. Just to check, I understand that the higher court will give the question of the definition of the temporary. I just want to check how is that going to relate to the private and permanent agency. What are the things that you may change in terms of the definition?
Thank you, Chair. We at a number of instances have indicated that Chapter 4 of the Merchant Shipping Act, which regulates commissions and claims on boats, on all kinds of vessels within South Africa, seagoing vessels, is outdated. It's outdated to the point that we need to modernize the legislation. It is already time to start modernizing that legislation, to bring it in line with the current labor regime that we have in the country. So the discussions with respect to modernizing the Merchant Shipping Act, Chapter 4, specifically with relation to conditions of employment, it's happening currently. I don't think it is literally a debate on where the mandate is located, whether it's located within one government department with respect to monitoring of labor conditions, or whether it is located at another government department. I think the issue is whether the legislation that we have and the mechanism that we have to provide for this legislation is up to date and modernized to the extent that workers would not suffer unduly as a result of their legislation. So there is currently plans to update Chapter 4 of the Merchant Shipping Act in line with the maritime discussion. So that our legislation is modernized in that respect. I'll give you the easy one. There is clearly a difference with respect to the maritime and the fishing industry. Maritime, which relates to your cargo carrier and leisure vehicles like your QE2 and those. So that would be maritime in a sense. Fishing would be primarily whether it is your deep sea trawler or whether it is your sea boat that launches from the beach. That fundamentally would be, and that in a sense would be the difference with respect to maritime fishing. Therefore, the conditions are totally different. The IO has identified the work of the fishing sector as particularly dangerous. You could imagine if we have a number of vessels or big catch on the vessel, and we have all the oil and muck on the vessel, how differently and how dangerous it can become, as well as the big kind of books that you find on these vessels. So it is particularly dangerous as opposed to what you would find on a maritime vessel, cargo carrier. So the conditions will be totally different with respect to those. The exclusive economic zone relates to an area which in terms of international law we could use to effectively farm, if you will. Catch fishing, grow oysters, or whatever in those areas. So that, but what the intention of the Americans is that they would at any point, at any place on the high seas, would want to be able to intercept a vehicle which they think is going to their port and look for identification documentation. Now it would be problematic for the maritime industry because that's one of the global industries. And therefore it becomes problematic if you then exclude people coming to your place purely because you have some degree of paranoia in terms of your safety or your country's safety. With respect to the employment agencies and whether we need to change the definition of employee, I think our legislation is quite clear, and I don't think there would be any need to change the definition of employee as it relates to private employment agencies. The joint and several liability provisions within our legislation adequately address within that means. But if there is a need for changing our legislation, when we want to ratify these conventions, I think we must be open to those possibilities of amendments to our legislation. Now, it may not unravel the whole labor regime, if you will, but I think to some extent we would possibly need to be open to tweaking our system so that it makes it easier to comply. The ILO also has a mechanism in its reporting format that you could report in your first report your inability to comply with a particular article in the convention, and that would be taken into consideration in terms of your continuous reporting as well. The last issue I think that I needed to address is the issue of web casualization and labor brokers. Now, I think this is a broader issue in terms of our legislation, and I think we, as you rightly say, need to address and sort out. But I would also point out that sometimes having to be busy with regulation so that at least for the fishing and the maritime industry, there are regulations with respect to registration of maritime and accreditation of placement and recruitment agencies. We have a number of recruitment agencies in the country that relate to the maritime industry, and we need to regulate those, and there's regulations that are currently in draft format by the Department of Transport to regulate those recruitment and placement agencies within the maritime industry. And those regulations would easily be adopted to address the fishing industry as well.
Thank you, Chair. On the issue of specialization, just to emphasize the fact that our will try to know legislation that is consumer compliant and the labor relation act to deal with the issue of labor brokers by the presumption on putting the presumption on who is an employee as a first thing. And the joint and separate liability that is put there, where the principal employer and the labor broker must be jointly responsible. Thirdly, NetMeg has just agreed, the stakeholders of NetMeg have agreed on regulation on who the employee to adopt the regulation on the employee, which meets the standard set up by the ILO recommendation on the definition of an employee. And those resolutions were published, I think, last month, which will assist system commissioners in taking decisions in determining who the employee. That's the intention. But then, fourthly, as members would remember, the minister instituted a research on ethical employment in the country. That was, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And that research was presented to cabinet and to the president, and then sent there to network for network today. That discussion is taking place at network in terms of how to deal better with this issue. It might mean some shifting of legislation to deal with this issue. It might mean additional regulations and guidelines about tech by the country. That's the state of the system.
Thank you very much for that information. I think we would also have to get that kind of support so that we can really be informed more on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I understand the response from the department around the issue of the employment the definition of the but I don't think when we talk about these things, we only talk about defining the relationship. However, when we talk about the broker in us, we're talking about the exploitation that is taking place in terms of broker. Whether those regulations became factual. Because you find a situation that the worker has been satisfied, there is no benefit, and they are having to exploit that because you pay a particular fee, you know, to these agencies, and you get, you know, the salary that is not going to make you to be a certain, you know. So these are the issues that I'm trying to raise when I'm talking about the state of the country and those people. So I don't really talk about the digital center. We are clear on this. The second issue is the issue that we have raised, that it is not about where the money is. When we talk about the relationship between the spaces, countries of government, and all maritime, I mean, what do you call it? International? Mentioned shipping contracts. But I'm talking about the issues of intervention. For example, if you still remember when we were talking about the integrated or integrated inspection. There has been, you know, a level where there's a misunderstanding between the Department of Labor and the Department of Environment on who's supposed to do what. So now, when we talk about this, we must also guard against that particular, you know, misunderstanding that took place between these two departments. That could have taken place, or could change take place between the Department of Transport and the Department of Labor on this particular question. So I'm trying to raise those points, you know, not about the character. So can you try to explain for me whether this is not controversial in relation to the integrated inspection? Well, I don't think the Department of Transport is part of that rating. That document was established because of these two, you know. So how is the department going to enter into that particular situation?
The distinction between and the enforcement or intervention capacity of the Department of Transport of the cases in the South African Maritime Safety Authority. And therefore there has been a clear understanding in terms of our legislation, because it becomes a legislative issue as well, in terms of how do you separate those kinds of responsibilities. With the basic conditions of the Employment Act, it's quite clear in terms of its applicability on where it is applicable or not. The basic conditions of the Employment Act clearly states that where the Merchant Shipping Act is applicable, the basic conditions of the Employment Act does not apply. So that mandate has been clearly separated in terms of responsibility of intervention in that regard. The Maritime Safety Authority is also clear in terms of its mandate with respect to enforcement. They have established regulations for small vessels, larger vessels, and also in terms of construction and safety and sea. Construction of these vehicles and safety and sea. So the confusion that may arise out of whether the vessel is docked alongside the pier or whether the vessel is in the on the IC, where that responsibility resides. In that definition, and that distinction is quite clear in terms of the intervention. So what was expected of, I think the definition and the distinction has been made, and it is quite clear and understood in terms of where the responsibility lies with respect to enforcement. We have part of this debate with the Department of Transport as well. The Department of Transport SAMHSA, for example, our Captain Nigel Campbell of SAMHSA, which some of the members would remember, would share the session on the fishing industry at the IRC. So we have the intervention and the expertise at that point of view. Clearly the Department of Labor is not the appropriate authority, if you will, to speak to the fishing industry. Clearly the Department of Labor is not the appropriate authority to speak to the maritime industry. And I think what you're calling for, that integrated approach in dealing with the people, in seeing that the conditions that is developed for those sectors is in line with our legislation or in line with the spirit of the legislation, is there in terms of our interaction with these issues. So in a sense, yeah, I think it addresses those issues. The issue of whether the address the issue of exploitation with respect to the recruitment, employment agencies, these labour brokers, I think it's an issue that needs to find recourse not only in the legislation, but in the manner in which we apply that legislation. And I think that it's based around the discussions, the roundtable discussions that the minister had, the issue of categorization that the minister put on the table. Those issues need to be teased out and addressed in terms of that approach. We have a tripartite approach in dealing with the problem. That's why the discussion is there, because it's so critical in dealing with those matters.
Thank you very much. I know that everybody is very ready to go for and prepare for your speeches. And again, thank you very much for attending. That was exactly an hour as we have promised. And really, we really learned a lot from this hour. This information was very crucial. And the importance of the body, the ILO, it is really crucial. And also the information received. A critical issue of the budget, which I think is going to be supported by more countries because of the importance of the body and its mandate. The fishing sector, indeed, even if this is being dealt by labor, but it has got its place on territory. We know that there has been public hearing conducted by the Environmental Affairs and Tourism. And I'm sure we will get a report if we can be in touch with that portfolio committee member. So to learn more or get more information from which comes from different sectors. But we want to thank you very much, Mr. Mkhalipi and your team, and to wish you a good trip to the ILO conference, and I think again you are as the South African team to represent well. So members, thank you very much. If there isn't any other matter, then the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.